Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Danny Lohr.
Chef, it's cherry tomato season. And, you know, we were working in your garden in September, and you said they just popped up, like they sort of have their own schedule.
Yeah, they seem to have a mind of their own. But I always look forward to having the cherry tomatoes. They're really bountiful when the days start to get a little cooler and a little shorter. And we've already been through all of our big tomatoes that we enjoyed in August and September.
So now you're down to the baby ones.
Yeah, yeah. And they have that little kind of tough skin, but you bite through those and they're just full of sugar and sweetness and just delicious.
There are a bunch of different types of tomatoes. Tell me about the different types.
Well, we had a lot of them growing, a lot of different heirloom types, which are the old seeds, not the typical tomatoes. Things like Brandywines and Golden Zebras, Yellow Bananas, those really good giant green ones that are actually ripe when they're green and very sweet.
My favorite way to eat tomatoes, cherry tomatoes in particular, is to just pop them in my mouth sort of like candy. But you've got a different way of eating cherry tomatoes for us today.
Well, when you have a whole lot of tomatoes right out of the garden, you need to use them up somehow. And so I like to use them. I love them that way myself. Also just in salads and different things like that. But I also like to cook them. And what I do is I just quickly sear those skins so they pop open. And then when you're trying to push them around on the plate with your fork, they won't squirt all over the place.
But before we start cooking, we have to go pick the tomatoes. Chef, that's the beautiful thing about going to your parents' house in Columbus, Indiana. We step into your beautiful and expansive garden and pick the tomatoes straight from the vine. So, I mean, we're obviously past planting season right now. But if you out there in podcast land are interested in planting your own tomatoes, go to our website for tips, eartheats.org.
All right, so now we're going to get some cherry tomatoes. And cherry tomatoes are another one of those volunteers in the garden. Every year they come back, and they kind of make their own routine. You know, we planted our tomato plants in June and July, but the cherry tomatoes come up on their own, and they're just coming up now, and it's really strange, but they grow really quickly.
Why do you suppose so late?
I don't know. Mother Nature has her ways. So here we've got some nice ripe ones. These are a little bit older, more mature plants.
And you've got some nice orange ones, some yellow ones. Looks like in a couple days or a couple weeks you'll have?
We'll have more, yeah. We also do have some that are yellow when they're ripe and pear-shaped and different shapes. And if you don't have enough to do this dish, you could also just chop up some other heirloom tomatoes or regular red tomatoes or plum tomatoes. But I like the cherry tomatoes for this dish. I'm going to go to the other side of the fence. I see a few more over here. All right, and we'll go check in the last patch.
So you just know in this garden where everything is located?
Yeah, and, you know, it kind of moves around every year. We try to rotate the garden a little bit, put the tomatoes in a different place, put the beans in a different place. And here's some more little cherry tomatoes. And each one of these tomatoes has a different flavor, a different texture. Some are really nice for sauces. Others are great in soups and salads. I'll pull a few basil leaves on the way in. There's nothing better than basil and tomatoes. And so here we go.
I can smell the basil from here.
All right, now we're back in the kitchen, and what we're going to do is do some burst cherry tomatoes. And what that means is we're going to put some really hot oil in a pan, add the cherry tomatoes until the skins start to burst off of them, then we'll add the rest of the ingredients, and then you could use it for all kinds of things. You could use it on top of a toasted bread for kind of a crostini. You could throw it over pasta. You could serve it over some sautéed kale. We are going to use some decent quality olive oil here. We're going to add about a quarter to half cup, depending on how many tomatoes you have. Our pan's kind of smoking here. We're going to add our tomatoes. We're going to add some garlic. Now that's quite a bit of garlic. Now we're going to let that go until it gets a little toasty and brown. And you can see the skins of the tomatoes are starting to burst and crinkle. We're going to add a little bit of lemon zest. Be careful with the smoke alarm going off.
Crisis averted, and we're back.
All right, garlic. That'll be great for radio.
No, it's gonna be great.
The
house did not burn down. The cherry tomatoes are still cooking, and we're good.
All right, so we've added a few of the heirloom tomatoes in there. I'm just going to tear up the basil. You don't want to chop basil much because it bruises it. This way it retains more of its flavor. I'm going to toss that and then finish it with some Parmesan cheese. I season with a little bit of salt and pepper. Now, once you add the cheese, you do not want to add any more heat to it. So you want to pull it off the heat. The oil will separate from the milk solids if you heat it too much. So you have this wonderful tomato compote. I'm going to give you a little taste, Annie.
Okay. Oh, wow. Mm.
Isn't that nice?
Explodes like little flavor bullets in your mouth. That's yummy.
Yeah, it's a great thing. You don't want to overcook it. You don't want to stew it too long. And I'm just going to pour that out onto this tart shell. Now, you could use toast. You could use a baguette. And that makes a perfect little starter.
It's a pretty dish, really colorful. Check out photos of it on our website. And while you're there, print out this recipe and other fantastic tomato-y recipes for your own personal cookbook. Try one of them and then let us know how it turns out. Or if you've got an especially tasty recipe using tomatoes, post it so we can try it out. So much to do on our website, eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. For Earth Eats, I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. Thanks for listening.